Around the world, wheat production continues to rise, creating a bear market for producers. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a wonderful place to grow up, but it can also be a dangerous place. Statistically, a child dies on a farm every 3 days somewhere in America. That needs to be fixed. Do whatever you can to make sure your kids keep safety top of mind, working or playing. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Oklahoma State University Extension Grain Marketing Specialist Todd Hubbs expects bumper wheat supplies around the world will continue.
Globally for wheat, we've been seeing the crops get bigger in all the major exporting countries. Australia had a huge crop. Argentina looks like they're putting on a record crop for them. They raised the Russian crop from last year as well. And the United States had a decent-sized crop. It wasn't a record, but we're still carrying a lot of wheat around. And the global competition is getting really stiff. So while we've seen some slightly smaller crops in the Middle East, the competition is going to be tough for us to ship in the second half of this marketing year.
Despite some reports of fewer planted acres than expected for some crops, Hubbs is a bit skeptical.
I would not count on the loss of acres in my marketing if I was a producer right now. We've seen these kind of things before in the past. People think maybe the harvested acres aren't going to be there, and they show up. So it's a little bit uncertain.
Hub's comments are courtesy of the OSU Extension television program SunUp. Back to Oklahoma tomorrow for some perspective on beef prices in the grocery store. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.